This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, but I don't work until 6:30.
Okay, so
that's part of my union rule, so no.
All right, let's just sit in silence for the next 15 seconds. No, I'm not doing this. What have you been up to? I know you've been up to. You've gotten a haircut, and I got to say, you look a very spiffy young man.
I did get a haircut. I went to a ball on Saturday.
A ball?
I went to a ball. You know, I went and bought this lovely new fur coat, and I thought I looked so handsome in it. I put my hand in the pocket and bought a dirty tissue out. Brand new coat. And someone had dirty tissues in the pocket.
Wait, what? I thought it'd be your own one.
No. Because I put it on. I hadn't worn it yet. I showed it to Andy when we had one come over for breakfast on Saturday. Okay. I had people over to our house for breakfast. By the time they left at 2, I was that drunk. Then we had to go out. I had to have a nap in the car before we even went to the ball.
Yeah. Wait, I want to know about this tissue scenario. Where did you even buy this jacket from?
Well, I'm not going to name and shame a shop.
You know, it wasn't an op shop, was it?
No. It was a real men's clothing store.
Yeah, right.
It cost me a lot of money for this coat. In my mind, it cost me a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought I'd put it on in the hotel room. I thought, oh, look how pretty I look. I put my hand in my pocket and went, ugh.
That's gross.
Gross, yes.
So we should call them up.
Oh, no, I've already taken the coat back and threw a little tantrum in the shop and walked out with two other coats.
Did you?
Yeah.
Free?
No. Nothing is free.
You threw a tantrum and then you bought two other coats?
They kind of went to say, oh, we don't do refunds. And I thought, well, you stick your hand in that pocket, sweetie, and, you know, take that coat and take that tissue out.
Right.
And so I just said, I can't even look at the coat again. So I took two different other coats.
You took them as in tuk-tuk or...?
Well, no. They give me store credit.
Right.
Yeah. Then they did have the hide to say, oh, the two coats together, you owe me another $13. And I looked at them, I thought, yeah, really? really?
They're not going to mess with you and your new haircut.
There's been a big fire down in Gippsland. A cattle breeding farm in Victoria's Gippsland got a full load of hurt when over 100 cylinders of a very prized substance went up in smoke early on Tuesday morning.
Right.
It's called the Yarra Herd Services.
The Yarra Herd Services.
Yeah. The fire was a huge blow for the business, the spokesman Aaron Thomas told the ABC.
Okay.
So, Mikey, have you been listening to all my innuendos? Have you got a hand on the story? No, not yet.
Not even slightly, Thomas.
The company, which offers artificial insemination and breeding advice to farmers. So the fire caused over 100 cryo cylinders containing bull sperm to explode and splatter within the burning building.
This is a visual image right now in my head.
You're visually in the explosion.
I'm just thinking about how much bull leavings are in this cylinder. How do they get it out?
I'll explain it all to you later. I'll do it after we go off. So, the local fire commander said that putting out the fire was quite a unique challenge because the lids of the cryo cylinders were just popping off the top and projectiles were being thrown from the building.
Ew.
The firefighters faced a very sticky situation while they fought the blaze for more than 2 hours to bring it under control.
You feel so proud of yourself saying all these innuendos, don't you?
Well, I'm trying not to be, yeah. But look, the actual cylinders are worth between about $1,000, but inside that, the semen inside varies as in price. The company said they were coming into the artificial insemination season, which is happening.
Well done.
So they would have been substantial amounts of semen inside them.
Yeah, I want to know how much, though. I know that sounds like a weird question, but it doesn't sound like something you can have, like, a whole cylinder of, you know, maybe like a thimble.
It comes in little straws.
So you
actually can buy the straws on the internet. So you could go on the internet and buy, like, I like the look of that bull. So you buy the straw.
When you say straw, like an eyedropper type thing?
Well, it looks like a straw. And it's like an eyedropper, but a lot longer because remember you have to insert it into the cow. And artificial insemination.
That's enough.
But why is that bad? That's normal.
The cylinders aren't filled with straws, are they? They're filled with just the liquid.
No. So they will be cryo and there'll be lots of little straws. So when you lift the lid off, there'll be tiny.
So we're talking about like a drum, like an oil drum type size. Yeah. I'm thinking of like a water tower sized.
No, there's no water towers.
So they're cryo,
so they've got to be frozen down to nothing. Yeah.
I thought when you say cylinders, I'm thinking, you know, when you drive past like an oil something and there's just huge,
oh, so you think it's like
massive containers. I'm thinking, how many bulls are there in the world in Australia?
Well, you get quite a lot from a bull. Do you know how they actually get it?
I don't want to know.
All by hand.
No. Well, no, they don't.
Well, that's correct. I remember once we had to get a dog inseminated, Thomas. And I thought, what is that vet man doing? And then I realised what he was doing. Yeah.
I'm playing you out.
Mikey, I know you've been a millennial. You like to send multiple pictures. You're always on the internet. So I came across a very important study this week, which will be able to tell us why guys are compelled to send, basically, dick pics.
Okay, my family listens, and first and foremost, I don't send those type of pictures.
Well, hang, excuse me, sir, I could open up my phone here.
I've never seen... No. We're not spreading that rumour to our wider audience.
No, that's
not. Please don't contact my Instagram and ask for these pictures. They're not a thing that gets sent. Continue.
Yeah. You charge for them, don't you? Yeah. No, the study worst. Published in the Journal of Sex Research surveyed over 1,870 men, and it assessed the demographic, their narcissism, sexual behaviour, sexism, and motivations behind sending pictures of one's private bits. More than half of the men surveyed reported sending an unsolicited picture at least once. But it turns out these men are typical younger, more narcissistic, and even more typically sexist.
You're pointing at me with your pen like I do this. Another word for unsolicited is non-consensual.
Correct.
And I have not done that, nor have I sent a consensual one. No. I think this is stupid, and I think younger men that send unsolicited ones are stupid.
Real research. So why do you think they did it?
I assume they just think the person they're sending it to enjoys that, which I just don't think anyone would be like, oh, surprise, a picture of my willy.
That's correct. Honestly, the answer won't surprise you much. The men hope to receive sexual pictures in return or were hoping to turn the recipient on.
But you just wouldn't. Imagine that you're sitting in your lounge room, you're watching Big Bang Theory on the telly, it's like, you know, 9:30 at night, and suddenly, oh, bing. Oh, there's a photo of someone's really... You're not sitting there already horny. It just doesn't make sense. It's just a stupid thing to send unsolicited.
But you know what I don't like about this research? I think they've only done half the job. The Institute has stated that they are in the process of collecting data in regards to the women's reaction to receiving these unsolicited pictures. And I think that's half of it. I think they haven't done full research, that they shouldn't be publishing it if they've only done half the job.
So you think they should ask the women to...
Well, of course. I mean, what's the use of, you know, to the weirdos that are sending them? You should be asking the poor people on the receipt, how does this make you feel?
Yeah,
I mean, if you're going to research and put something out to try and make anyone intelligent...
Fair call.
Yep. So now, the moral of this story, my love, is do not send unsolicited pictures to people.
I wasn't in the first place. You'd be the one that we're doing it. Guys, get around the water cooler. It's bloody time for the water cooler. Come on, quick. What are you doing?
We're coming.
Wasting all your time. Come on. The New South Wales government have amended their trial of a new road rule requiring motorists to slow down to 40 kilometres per hour when passing a stationary emergency vehicle with flashing lights. Now on high-speed roadways, you only need to slow down to a speed deemed reasonable for the circumstances.
I know what they're worried about. I always slam on my brakes when I see someone flashing on the side of the road.
Hey, Fifi Box was applauded this week when a video of her breastfeeding her three-month-old while doing live breakfast radio went viral. Box is working from home at the moment to help her balance her sleep schedule and her duties as a mother of two.
What? She's doing the radio from home? You mean I could be home in bed with my dogs instead of having coming all this way to hang out with you lot?
You love hanging out with us. Come on. Australian Survivor favourite Luke Tokey only came fourth this series but has walked away from the show with more prize money than the winner, actor Pia Miranda, when Luke was eliminated in the penultimate episode. Shocked fans started a GoFundMe campaign that quickly raised more than the winner's $500,000.
See, it just proves you don't have to be smart or talented. Just be the goofy one and you can win every time.
That's me! I can do it!
Qantas CEO and queer community member Alan Joyce this week defended his $24 million salary, saying the figure was set by shareholders after he was responsible for what he thinks was the biggest turnaround in corporate Australian history.
Well, Mr. Joyce, you can stop bragging because I've got lots of zeros in my Joyce salary as well. In fact, they're all zeros.
And finally, Kyle and Jackie O got a rude shock on air this week when a listener who phoned in for a competition was making grunting and panting sounds. Kyle quickly realised their caller was enjoying some alone time before the call was cut off, leaving the host horrified.
Well, all I can say is thank goodness Joy only has texts and emails, because I wonder how many of them are typing one-handed.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.